Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get to it on a Wednesday loaded show. We got 12 topics. Got no shot of covering all of them, so we're just going to jump right in. News of the day, a little bit of Lions, a little bit of Tigers. Rico, let's start with the Lions. Now, I have to do a PSA because I feel like people, maturity-wise, can't handle this. We are all a family. People, if you're listening, understand, if you all are like-minded and you all have the same goals, there are no enemies at the dinner table. So put your sword down as we talk about this, because I know some of you, what I'm about to say is the equivalent of calling your mama a whore. And that's not what I'm doing. And I'm sure your mother's a very nice lady. We're going to talk football for a minute. And we're going to talk honestly. It is something I'd be lying to you if I didn't bring to the air. And it's not an individual player. It's the idea behind it. The news of the day is the Houston Texans just made a very bold trade, which followed a bold offseason featuring adding Danielle Hunter. They traded for Steph Diggs. And while I think Steph Diggs is a cashew short of a bag of nuts, he is a big-time player to add to Tank Dell and to Nico Collins and to Dalton Schultz and to Joe Mixon and to what might be the second or third best QB in football in C.J. Stroud. I bring it up because I want to ask a question. We didn't have that kind of offseason. Brad Holmes told us he wouldn't be doing that. But what Houston has done is in 1 year, they've opened up a Super Bowl window, just like you. But they've chosen a different path. And with it, I think they've probably become better than you. Now, the good part is we don't play in the same conference. If we see Houston, it would be in the Super Bowl.
But you could actually get them this season.
Right, but I'm saying like in a playoff.
Yeah, so in a meaningful game.
Right,
yes.
And it's not about loving everything they did or hating it. It's not if you acknowledge the other team, it means you don't like what Brad. I like what Brad Holmes has done. I like it. I don't love it. I like it. Is there any piece of you? It's like if any of you are dog owners and the dog is on the couch and you're in the kitchen and they know you're near tasty human things. They give you the old side eye, and they're filled with jealousy. Like, damn it, I'm stuck with kibble. I know my human is getting something far superior in that room filled with food. Is there any element of jealousy or envy as you look down towards Houston and you go, God bless it. Like, okay. Because here's the other end. I look at Buffalo. I think Lion fans have gotten very comfortable that this Super Bowl window thing goes on forever. Buffalo just ended theirs. Yeah. Do we agree on that?
It's over.
Not that just Diggs is gone. It's that he carries 32 in dead cap. They've lost six defensive starters. And I think Buffalo's Super Bowl window's taking a major pause here.
Yeah, because in order for Buffalo's window to open back up, now you're acting out of desperation. Now you have to go and overpay to bring somebody else in
right.
to replace Diggs that didn't work out.
And here's the other angle. And I know I'm throwing a lot at you guys, but we have a lot to talk about. Like, I juxtapose it that on the same day that Houston gets Steph Diggs for a two, not a move I wanted the Lions to make. It's ideologically the type of move. You matched San Francisco's offer for Brock Wright. We're paying Brock Wright three at 12. And you just had to bring back Ralph Vildor or whatever his name is. Now, again, you love your own players. This is who you are. I'm telling you the methodology in the building. We draft, we develop, and we sign our people. Good for you. But I look at it and I'm going, all right, I know we have until training camp to add a corner. I can't scream and yell about adding Steph Gilmore or anything. I think a lot of veterans now are going to wait. Wait for the draft, see what jobs are available, and then go. Mm-hmm. But I can't help on the same day that Houston does what they do, and I'm going, wow, we're paying $4 million a year to Brock Wright. Yee, party poppers. And it's like, there's a little bit of jealousy there. I'm like, damn.
Because you're seeing a team be aggressive and know, it's just like the Lions. Houston didn't think they were going to be this good, this fast. But you know what? We're here. So.
They've gone all in.
What can we do to take it to the next level? Because we got to look at the Chiefs. We got to look at all of these other teams that
Bengals,
are in our
division.
Right. They're
all of them.
In our conference. What do we do in order to get there? And they're doing it. And is some of the people questionable? Yeah, they are. But you know what? You're not going to have a team full of Boy Scouts. That's the one thing that the Lions have been trying to do for decades. We just want good guys, locker room guys. Yes, sometimes you need a couple jerks and a couple a-holes in there to get things going. You don't invite them to the family barbecue. You don't have them over with your kids. But they can help you win. So you go and get the Joe Mixon. You go get the Diggs. You go get people who, they bring some baggage. But you're good on the field. You can help us win. Houston's doing that. And if I'm a Lions fan, it's not that you don't appreciate your team, but there may be a little envy. There may be a little bit of jealousy like, God, wish we would have done a couple of those moves. Wish we would have brought in a couple of those people.
That neighbor that you like, what did they just park in the driveway? Yeah. Like, it's okay to look and be like.
Are they building a pool?
Oh.
I didn't think he had that much money.
Well, their daughter's birthday party is nicer than the one we threw for ours. Wow. Is that a live mini pony? Right. Like, it's just the idea. Hey. I'm open to saying, like, and being honest with the audience, there's a little envy there.
Yeah.
So, because I think the Lions are very good, but do I think they've taken the quantum leap that I had hoped for? No. I think they've gotten better, responsibly better. I look at Houston and I go, I'm pretty sure that's my pick to go to the Super Bowl in the AFC.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, now, as part of that projection on C.J. Stroud maintaining what he did, maybe getting a little better?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But no, I just wanted to know from the people. 248-539-9797. And look, while there's not some deep dive discussion on Brock Wright, it's the idea behind it. They matched San Francisco. 3 at 12. And you're bringing back Vildor.
Huh?
Like, they bring back their own, right, almost to a fault.
Yeah. So 248-539-9797. Are you paying attention to what the Texans are doing? And does it have you feeling a certain type of way of like, well, why didn't we make some of those moves? Or are you okay with this? Is this a Brad Bot type of thing where, you know what, we're just going to keep our own and we're going to keep winning on our own? Because I'm going to tell you this, no, you're not. Super Bowl teams don't just stand pat with their own and, again, and win.
Here's what I said to Kenny pre-show. I think what I operate with paranoia as a fan. I never get comfortable. So even when things are good, I know how quickly it can be bad. With the Lions, we're in a dream state. But make no mistake about it. A year ago, if you told Bills fans your window's closed, you would have been called a crackhead, ungrateful.
We got Josh Allen. What are you talking about?
Their window's closed. It's closed. I think Sean McDermott's going to be out at the end of the year. I think their defense will take another step backwards. And now without Steph Diggs and without Gabe Davis, that offense is what? 5'9", Shakur, the kid from Boise State?
Yeah. If they haven't already, they've handed the keys over to the Miami Dolphins and said, here, this is your division now. We'll just stand in the back and let you do whatever you need to do. But, yeah, if you're a Lions fan, are you paying attention to what's going on?
And there's no judgment, guys. Yeah. Okay, your neighbor down the street, their kid got into Yale, yours didn't. You can be like, damn. It's okay. It doesn't mean you hate your kid. It just means you're disappointed. It's just what it is. I admit, I've looked at what Houston's done.
My kid's going to Toledo. Good for them.
Rock it up. Make sure to get that Nate Huffman replica jersey. 248-539-9797. I would like to know where you're at with it. And again, juxtaposing Houston's move, which is not how Brad Holmes is going to operate, with, hey, we matched Brock Wright and brought back Vildor, or as Rico calls him, the mask. I'm not saying it's this unequivocal TKO that one way is all good and one way is no. Multiple ways to build your team. But I will tell you that after looking at Houston's offseason, pre-draft, I think they're better than you are.
And here's why I wanted Detroit to be a little more aggressive, because Houston has to, because you look at all the teams in the AFC. It's not a ton of teams in the NFC. If you're the Lions, you could have easily put yourself in the top two spots
now, maybe
by making
they are.
A couple of moves.
Maybe they are. What I would argue is you had an opportunity to put a stranglehold on the NFC. Mm-hmm. Now, I think you've gotten better. I think your young players have a right to get better. Now, I think there's things that are going to happen next year that Lion fans aren't accounting for that are going to make it harder for you. Mm-hmm. See, the over-under is 10.5. Not 12.5, yeah. Not 11.5, 10.5.
You want to know why? Because there's going to be a time where, unlike in the previous seasons where you had one tough game followed by four games against bottom feeders, you're going to have a stretch this year where you may play five playoff teams in a row.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, somebody tweaked an ankle, somebody's not there, and you're going in shorthanded.
Right. I'm so glad you said that, because we talk about, and Lions fans are just expecting things to be the same from year to year, but you never know what's going to happen. And injuries is one thing they didn't have to deal with a lot last year. Gibbs wasn't out significantly. Montgomery wasn't out significantly. Goff didn't miss any time. St. Brown didn't miss any time.
No, they got
Hutchinson
hit.
Healthy.
They got hit in the secondary. Let's be fair.
Okay, but Hutchinson
but
healthy.
You. Yes.
Other but guys healthy. You don't
your
know.
Your star players remained on the field at all times. The biggest one was J-Mo missing because of the whole gambling thing, and that was it. But when you look at their schedule as well, and this will probably really hit home once the actual schedule comes out in May, depending on what Chicago does, but they'll probably take Caleb Williams, you're going to have 12 games against a mobile QB. That's your kryptonite. That's going to happen this year.
I think it's the sports kryptonite.
It is, but man.
But it's fair. No, see, I mean, it presents a real
when Geno Smith causes problems to you, you need to fix that.
You know I ended up being right about it.
About Geno Smith?
Yeah. He was like a fake flower. You looked at it from far away and you go, damn, that's the nicest rose I've ever seen. And then you walk up close to it and it's plastic. I don't care what anybody tells me. Geno Smith's still a bum.
They're banking on him for one more year.
I know. Well, they don't have a choice.
Right, the fact that he, and what, they're coming back here again this year?
We may as well bring them to the division. 248-539-9797. Again, this is not attacking. It's talking. We all want the same thing. And I like what the Lions did, but I'll tell you, I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't a little jealous of the offseason Houston had. And I wonder, is it wrong to say Houston's better than you? Yeah. I mean, they're not in the NFC, so it doesn't matter necessarily. But I think you got two of the best players, coaches in football with D'Amico Ryans and Dan Campbell.
He hit the ground running.
Yep. And look, you had a veteran QB to build around. Houston didn't. But they got their draft pick right. They made a bold move for Will Anderson. They made a bold move and went and got Danielle Hunter.
And here's the beauty of it, too. If you're a Texans fan, all your star players are under rookie contract deals.
Sure.
You got a ton of money to spend around bringing in this free agent and that free agent because you're still 3-4 years away from re-signing Stroud.
And if you want to talk about it, we can. Brock Wright, 3-12. Guy who had 14 total targets. He's a good blocker. But, like, are the Lions too addicted to bringing back their own? There's an element of that where I go, did we really need to spend over $5 million on Vildor and Brock Wright?
Huh? I still say your first signing was a kicker you don't even like using.
I don't have the bell, but you can feel free. 248-539-9797. Let's get into it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.